And now, the internationally recognized, critically acclaimed, world-famous Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
What is the outrage exactly, RC?
We're outraged, Mr. Hendry, that we are determined to solicit the people who are in charge of eBay. Because we want them to reverse this decision.
All right, the decision that they made was to take down from this auction site a skull, correct?
Well, it was the skull of a Syrian insurgent that was most probably brought into the country by a member of our armed forces in Iraq. At noon, they had the skull on the auction site on eBay, and that was the skull of a foreign insurgent. And it was, as of 5 p.m., took down and suspended the bidding. And we're asking members of my cadet squad and classmates are asking that we get a letter-writing campaign going so that eBay will reverse the decision because we find it discriminatory.
Well, this is a skull of a man. It was the skull of the remains of an Iraqi.
No, it remains of a Syrian insurgent.
And it was on eBay.
It was on eBay as of noon, and
Where had the bidding gone on this thing?
It had gone as high as a little over $1,000. And we don't know how it was acquired.
It's most assuredly acquired illegally. I mean, I don't care whether there's military administration in that country or not, or whether, you know, isn't it illegal to transport the remains of a human being without some kind of a certificate?
Mr. Henry, this is a war zone in Iraq, and I'm a member of the Bradley Military Academy. All of the students here will go on to careers in the United States military. My personal goal is to go to West Point and then be at the 82nd Airborne, training with 82nd Airborne in Fort Bragg. And eventually I want to go over to Iraq.
You want to go to war in Iraq?
Yes, sir, if the war is still going. And you need to understand that skulls and this kind of thing is the military for many years, for generations, a tradition of collecting these things. And so we want people to know that eBay has done this. We want people in the military to know, and we want the skull to go back. And
all right, now I want to ask you something. A skull, okay, is I would say the skull of a man, whether it's legal or illegal to have that, is a rather grotesque thing.
Well, we're not asking that, and that was the other part that I wanted to say. We're not asking that the public in general be allowed to bid on it. We are.
You're only asking that members of the military.
That is correct, yes, sir. That members of the military, that the bidding be open to the military of the American, people, and then we'll be allowed to have it. Otherwise, you know, what we're asking for.
You're asking for a letter writing campaign on the part of everybody to write to eBay to get this skull back up on the auction site.
That is correct. Yes, sir.
All right, I'm talking with Bradley Military Academy cadet R.C. Collins, Bradley Military Academy located in Altadena, California. You know, I wanted to. You are talking about a skull that was on eBay.
Yeah, and I wanted to mention to you, Mr. Henry, within the first hour, they got 100,000 hits, and it was already up to $1,000, and we were actually bidding on it.
And then eBay took it down.
Look, just. So you know, I can understand regular civilians being scared of the skull, but as a member of the military, I'm not scared of the skull. And you have to remember, me and my bros are, I mean, I want to use a word that we use in the military. We're psycho. I mean, you have to be, and it's...
Why do you want to have a skull?
Why do I want to have a skull?
Yeah, why do you want to own that?
It's a symbol that I can have in my room that reminds me to be merciless with the enemy. It's a symbol that you can carry with you into battle. It psychs out the enemy. It'll psych them out. And
it'll psych out somebody you're going up against in combat. All right.
Well, yeah. And Mr. Henry, I'm a military academy cadet with plans to go to West Point. So I'm part of the military family, and I want the chance to bid for the skull. It's like a symbol, and we're pretty determined about this. I want to alert your listeners that, you know, grave robbing and robbing graves of skulls is, yes, a crime. I don't want to do that. None of my bros want to do that. But if eBay doesn't put the Syrian insurgent skull that they had back on the auction site, you know, then we're forced into grave robbing for the skull. And
what do you mean grave rob? You guys would dig into a grave for a skull that is not Syrian.
But you can tell from the gravestone the ethnicity as well as the sex of the person, and it's symbolic. You know, it's symbolic. And
I guess you have no alternative.
That's correct. This is a way of legally acquiring the skull, and we know civilians are frightened of the skull, but I'm not, and neither would anybody in the military.
eBay had on its website, allegedly, I'm told by this young man and others, that a Syrian insurgent, the skull of a fighter, that apparently was procured perhaps by a member of our military or someone else. It's in the United States. They had it on their auction site. They took it down as soon as they found out. Kudos to eBay for doing that.
Why do you say that?
I'm sorry?
Why do you say that?
I don't think that the remains of a human being, whether or not he's an enemy of the United States, I don't think that is a proper thing to be bidding on. It would be like if your skull was on eBay, you know? I mean, how would your family feel about...
Well, my skull's not going to be... I'm with the American military. We're talking about terrorism and the terrorisms that they do.
Well, I don't know that even if the man is an enemy and is guilty of the things you say he's guilty of, that people should be having their remains auctioned off. I mean, I can recall, and you're too young to remember, when our soldiers went over to Iran to try to get those hostages out, and the Iranians took the remains of those American soldiers and desecrated them in the streets of Tehran. I remember that. And to me, this is like that.
No, sir, you're wrong.
Why?
You're not desecrating his skull. I'm not taking it and, you know, I'm not peeing on it, or, I mean, you know.
No, I know you're not.
Well, I mean, that's not, I'm not, all I want to do is put it, what you would do with it in that situation is, if you go into battle, you'd put it on the APC, on the armored personnel carrier. You could put it on a tank or hang it from your bayonet. It's a way of it's a psych out on what we call the ragheads. We psych them out. They'll see their skulls dangling from our guns. And this is just part of the psych out that a lot of civilians don't know about. So we don't want civilians to be bidding on the skull because we know that it's probably going to upset them. But in the military, we want to. And also I want to point out that many veterans in World War II came back with the skull. And that
we say the skull.
Well, they came back with Japanese skulls. And another guy's grandfather that I knew had a Japanese skeleton that someone stole. But that's part of what you do when you're a victor.
Have you ever been in combat?
Mr. Andrew, I've answered that question before. That's really got nothing to do with...
No, I'm just asking you, when you're talking about wanting to have a skull, I just wondered if you'd ever been in a combat. You're a military academy cadet.
Yeah, and I want to be a part of the military of America. And to own the skull and to have that power of the skull is part of that.
When you say the power of the skull, man, it sounds like this is a talisman or...
No, sir, it's just a symbol that we would, you got to understand how veterans and people in the military, they've got heads and everything. A friend of mine's grandfather, there's a picture of him holding a Japanese head. What's bad about that?
Did he leave the head over there, or did he take it with him to the United States?
It's just something that he had.
Did he own the head here?
No, the kid just saw a picture of his grandfather holding a head.
Of a Japanese soldier?
Yes, sir.
All right, R.C., would you hold the line?
Yes, sir. I'm just saying on behalf of a lot of the cadets here at Bradley, we want people to write into eBay.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. This young man is a junior cadet at the military academy at Bradley in Altadena, and allegedly a skull, that of a Syrian insurgent, went on eBay this afternoon and was the subject of some bidding. This young man, and then eBay took it down, which I believe they should have. This young man wants a letter writing campaign to get the skull back up there for bidding by members of the military only. Otherwise, he intimated just moments ago that they would have to resort to grave robbing for a skull that would symbolize how merciless they would be with the enemy. It's a lot of, it may be a lot of military tradition I'm not familiar with. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. We'll be back with R.C. Collins. He said as of 5 o'clock this afternoon, the skull was not on eBay any longer. It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Rather be playing Grand Theft Auto. The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
I'm on the line with R.C. Collins. He's a cadet at Bradley Military Academy. This is in Altadena, California. He says that he and other members of his cadet class saw on eBay today something advertised as the skull of a Syrian insurgent fighter that has somehow made its way into the United States. And I can well imagine that there are soldiers who take these kinds of souvenirs. But this thing was on eBay. When eBay found out about it, they took it off. You say there was 100,000 hits?
There was significant activity, and I understand about eBay. And
yeah, but you said it got up to $1,000?
Yes, sir, but I just want to say, Mr. Henry, if I could.
Go ahead.
That I understand eBay taking it down because it would scare a regular person who is not familiar with the skull to see a skull. But military... whole different ball game, way different. We should be allowed to bid on it.
What are you going to do with this thing, man? You said you'd take it into combat and mount it on the front of an APC. You'd put it on the end of your bayonet.
Well, there's a lot of stuff that you could do with it. And
you said you'd put it in your room, and
it's a symbol, is all I'm saying. And you know,
even if it was illegally got into the United States,
you know what? Forget about that for a minute. Let's remember how many young men and women are going off and fighting in Iraq. And I want it too. And right now I can't because I'm too young. All I'm saying is we really want to be able to bid on the skull or, you know...
Well, you said you guys will start grave robbing.
Not grave robbing, just going to get a skull. It doesn't matter if the head's missing. The bodies are still there. I don't want to have to grave rob, is all I'm saying.
Well, I think it's baloney, and I'll tell you why.
Why?
Because you weren't even thinking about grave robbing until you saw a skull up for auction on eBay.
No, that's wrong. We've often talked about having the skull.
1-800-449-8686. I'm going to go over to Brett. Hello, Brett. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yeah, hi. How you doing?
Fine, sir. Thank you.
Yeah. You want me to...
Go ahead, RC, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah. I am in the military, and I'm a senior enlisted man, and I have been to Iraq a couple of times.
What branch of the military are you in?
What branch? I'm in the Marine Corps.
Semper Fi.
Yeah, you okay. Don't say that unless you're in the Marines, kid. You don't.
Yeah.
Mr. Andrew,
all fine and well.
Yeah, I'm
right.
Talking to...
If you're in the Marines or you're a Marine that has retired. What I'm saying is...
Because you're not in the Marines, you're in the military. Please listen to the gentleman. I listened to what you had to say. Please listen to the gentleman.
Okay,
anybody that would bid on this or bring this into the country, first of all, they're violating several laws, military, of the UCMJ, the Uniform Code of Military Justice, which applies to all four services, laws of war, and rules of engagement. So... I mean, the fact that it's illegal is there's no question about that.
But you know that
the fact that it's pretty sick.
Other guys have them.
These kids that are over there, I'm older, and I see these young men and women that go over there, and I've seen them, and I've been with them over there. The things that they're seeing are horrific, and to bring something like that back, the individual to do that was probably not mentally stable in the first place. And anybody that would want it for themselves in the States without actually being there is even more unstable.
Well, don't you think it makes them hardcore to... They're hardcore.
Being hardcore is not about skulls and war trophies and all this kind of stuff. It's about being a professional, doing your job, not stooping to the level of the insurgency or the terrorists that we're fighting over there, I mean, that I think well, that pretty much says it all.
Well, that's not stupid to their level. They cut guys' heads off while a man's alive. This is just getting a skull so you can hang hard.
So,
what do you mean, hang hard? What does that mean, hang hard?
Well, I'm right now want to graduate and then go to West Point and then go to Airborne at 82nd Airborne School. And
then why don't you do all of that, man, before you're bidding on a skull?
Because the skull is the symbol. This kid, his grandfather that I knew, had a Japanese rib cage. What do you think about that, sir? And he was a Marine.
Any comment on that, Brett?
I think that that was a different time and a different place, and that war, I mean, we lost, I'm not sure the exact figure, but, I mean, probably close to 40,000 men on Iwo Jima, the Marine Corps alone. And, I mean, that's 20 times more than we've lost in Iraq already. I mean, that war was just a horrific, just...
Well, but...
The scope of that and the combat that those men were facing, I think it was a lot more compared to what they're doing in Iraq right now.
So you're saying it's okay for a guy to get a Japanese head, but not for a Syrian
I think the circumstances are different.
It was a different time. People, you know, certainly the military's become far more disciplined now, RC.
Far more disciplined and professional.
What are you talking about?
And it's an all-volunteer force now. A lot of those guys are, if not the vast majority of them, were draftees.
Well, they didn't get drafted into the Marine Corps, did they? And another thing, a guy that I know, his grandfather, there's a picture of him with a Japanese head hanging on a string.
Okay, so there's all of these pictures of these old-timers. It was a freaky, weird thing. And those old cats, you know, they're going to, you know, whatever, man. The way the Marine Corps operates now.
But I want to be 82nd Airborne. That's Army.
The Army ain't going to let you do that either. 82nd Airborne, what are they going to do? You're going to parachute down, grab a skull, and get back up into the airplane?
You don't know nothing about Airborne. They get parachuted in, and then they walk and shoot it and fight.
All right. Look, Brett, thank you very much, sir.
Hey, absolutely.
Yeah.
Thank you.
1-800.
Super Fry.
You're not supposed to say that unless you're a Marine.
Mr. Hendry, I understand your concern. I would ask you to leave that to me and others in the military to work out among ourselves.
I'm just telling what I've heard guys say.
Yeah, well, it's one thing to, you know, you walk the walk. You talk the talk. Can you talk the walk? No.
Talk the walk? Jesus.
I mean, I didn't say that. I meant you talk the talk. Can you walk the talk or walk the walk?
Kid, I got an idea, and I don't mean to call you kid.
Yeah, you can take kid.
Yeah, well, I just want to say, try to make a little bit of sense here, man, because if you want people to write letters into eBay to support you want to have the skull back up on the eBay website, be a little bit more articulate about this thing. 1-800-449-8686. Heather, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi, how you doing?
Fine, ma'am.
I'm in the Marine Corps. I'm on my third tour in Iraq right now. I think that...
Are you in Iraq right now?
I think that I'm on my way there. I think that you are a complete disgrace to say that you are part of the United States military and to say that you would want to do something like that. We're there to defend America, to show our children the difference of right and wrong, and what you're doing is completely wrong.
I want to.
You haven't been there. You haven't seen the things that are out there to be seen, let alone the right to say Semper Fi to any military member, let alone a Marine. You're a disgrace, and you shouldn't be allowed to finish your academy because you're psychotic.
You got that right. I'm psycho, and I'm ready to kill for my country.
And for you to say that a skull is a scare tactic, there are plenty of that's what training is for. There are plenty of scare tactics that you are trained to have. You don't need a skull. If you want to prove that you're hardcore, do it in training. Do it among your comrades and among your other cadets, and show them how hard you could be on a 10-mile hike with your weapon. Show them how hard you can be on the rifle range and shooting expert. Don't try to put a skull on your head. All that shows is you're an idiot and nobody wants to follow you.
I want
to
hang hard.
I'm a great leader.
Well, listen, try to tell me, are you telling me that if I'm running at the enemy, I got a skull hanging off my bayonet, he's not going
to
go?
You wouldn't be in front of the enemy nowadays with a skull on your head because they send you over to the psych ward in the mental hospital.
If I can't...
They don't tolerate it anymore.
Yeah,
whoever brought the skull into America did it
illegally, yeah.
Without their superiors knowing.
In Vietnam, they had ears and stuff.
All right, hold on, Heather. Hold on, Heather. 1-800-44. They had ears and stuff. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Why would you grave rob, though?
Well, we haven't had grave robbing in America for a long time. Grave robbing is part of a bad time. And if you never saw the movie Body Snatchers, a guy in the story that they tell would rob a head or take the heads from the grave and take it to a mad scientist. I don't want to do that any more than you'd want me to do that. But if eBay won't allow us to bid on the skull, we, as a form of protest, you know, would have to grave rob it.
Why would you have to grave? Do you understand that you'd be robbing the graves of people who are Americans? Who are, never did you any harm?
Well, they're just, they're dead, and it's, there's, see, you don't get it. eBay's making me rob graves. I didn't, you know.
You guys are going to get into jail. You're going to go to jail before you ever see Iraq. You're going to.
Well, Mr. Henry, please leave the military, you know, what for's and how to's out of it. I don't think you are qualified. You know, I'm going to, even if they, you know, if I could go to jail for grave robbing, what's that got to do with West Point?
Do you know that you have to have a congressional recommendation to get into West Point? You understand that?
Yeah, totally conversant with that.
What congressman's going to recommend you for West Point when you got grave robbing on a rap sheet?
There's guys that get into West Point for snorting cocaine off of a bayonet. So don't, you know, understand, you know, try to get into your level of water, please.
Oh, I don't believe you. 1-800-449-8686. Let me go back to, is Heather still back with us? Heather, I'm sorry we run into a break and I wanted to give you an opportunity. Go ahead.
Yes, I'm still here. I just, you know, he's saying stay
you
into your own zone and everything like that. You really, you don't have the experience. You don't have the knowledge. You don't even know what you're talking about anymore. You're just rambling on and on. Just to be heard for something that is so ridiculous. The uniform that you put on with honor. It seems like you're going over to Iraq to feel what it feels like to kill a person. Nobody wants to do that. Nobody wants to kill another human being if they don't have to do it. If they are, they're psychotic.
What happened to the Marine Corps of the olden times?
I think that he may have the right to say the things that he does about the military far more than what you do.
Who?
You really need to, I think what you need to be bidding on eBay is maybe a book in leadership and the correct rules of engagement in war instead of going over there. And I seriously, I really hope and pray that you do not become an active duty member in our United States military.
Have you ever seen a guy who's collected ears? Did you ever see a guy collect ears? They did that in Vietnam.
Oh, come on, will you?
You're talking about an animal.
Wait a minute.
You're talking about an animal.
Oh, my God.
As compared to a human being?
Oh, my God. You're a Marine? Do you know that Marines would have a head on a string?
Wait a minute. We're talking about World War II. A lot of Marines back in those days. That man pointed out there were a lot of guys that died on Iwo Jima. A whole different Marine Corps.
What's happened to the Marine Corps when they...
Oh, nothing's happened to the Marine Corps, honey, because I guarantee you I could take you right to there.
There's a
but
dude...
But it has nothing to do with it.
And his grandfather had a ribcage.
What it has to do with is the pride that you need to stand up for America.
I think that's pretty ill of a man to hold on to a memento like that, the ribcage of another human being.
Do you know the actor Lee Marvin? He was in a lot of movies. And another thing, he had a Japanese skull on his mantle.
Oh, bull crap.
Okay, and compare, you know, Adolf Hitler to things he does too. You know, it's just ridiculous.
Are you kidding me? I'm not talking
the
about
things that you're comparing to right now.
I ain't just, talking about putting the guy in an oven.
They really should just shut you off.
Why don't you listen to this woman who has been there, RC? She's been there.
I know, and that's what makes it all the more shocking that she would have
literally been there three times.
Well,
voluntarily.
Why wouldn't you at least back us up? We're cadets. We haven't seen any of the action. And
you
the only action...
You should see it. You should not go over there. You should not even have the right to say that you went over there.
Are you kidding me? That's all the
no,
only
I'm
reason...
I'm not kidding you. Any Marine, any honorable Marine would agree with me right now.
The only reason why I'm going to a military academy so I can be in the U.S. military 82nd Airborne and go to Iraq.
Did you even try to join the Marine Corps? They probably won't even let you in.
I ain't going to be in the Marine Corps. I'm going 82nd Airborne. That's better.
Oh, come on.
The whole point...
Look, kid, what I'm getting from you is, because you're too young to go into combat, you want to know what it's like right now, so you want to own a skull, okay?
Yeah, it's inspiration.
Why don't you listen to soldiers that have been there? Isn't that inspiration? Is that...
Listening to her telling me about how the Marines wussed up, and everybody's all talking...
Wussed up, huh? Why don't you talk to those Marines that were in Fallujah, and the guys that had to go back in there and wipe those guys out.
Well,
the difference between, you're saying Marines have loosened up. No, it's called training. It's called military training. You go through training. You can't just go killing people because you want to. It's called training. And you sure as heck do not bring souvenirs, human remains, into the United States of America to show that you're harder?
Hey, let me ask you, what would you do?
I don't even know what you're talking about.
What would you do if you saw a Marine and he had a skull and you said, hey, you better put that back, and he went, forget it.
You know what I would do?
You're all wet.
First of all, I'd punch him in the face. Then second of all, I would counsel him and explain what the hell's going on in his head, because any Marine that feels like he needs to take a freaking skull back to the States with him obviously is in the wrong mental state now.
Okay, and you didn't hear about that? You didn't hear about that?
His head is somewhere else instead of being where it needs to be to protect other Marines.
You'd punch him in the face and then counsel him?
And if what you're focusing on is bringing a skull back, then you're completely in the wrong mind.
Wait a minute. What about a Syrian foot for good luck? I'm joking.
Yeah, that's real funny, man. All right, look at Heather. Thank you so much for hanging with us and giving us the benefit of your experience there. And
yeah, but you don't give me no respect.
You're a kid in high school. All right, Heather, thank you. 1-800-449-8686. What about bringing back a Syrian foot for good luck, huh?
I'm kidding around. Boy, I am. I'm glad I've chosen the Army. Not because I don't like the Marines. I think they're great. But okay, friend of mine, Chris Sorensen, his grandfather was in the Pacific, and he had a Japanese head.
Well, good for him.
Did you ever see Thin Blue Line?
No, look at man, it's Thin Red Line, and yeah, I saw it, and, you know, bug off. 1-800-449-8686. Let's take a break right now, and we'll get back to our phone calls, because I want to space our breaks out. We're talking with R.C. Collins. He's from...
No, sir, it's Thin Blue Line.
No, it is not. It's Thin Red Line. It was written by James Jones. It's about Guadalcanal. Yeah, I saw it. Yeah, I read the book. 1-800...
Well, get him. He reads books. Huh?
Will you put him on hold? 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
Now I'm a fag, and I'm going to have my skull sexed. Anything else, gentlemen?
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
On account of that.
I don't understand why, because eBay took down that Syrian insurgent skull that was on eBay that was being auctioned, why you guys got to go out and start grave robbing. Because,
well, I mean, it's a form of protesting that they won't let us have it.
After all of these people have been talking to you this hour, young man, as a cadet at a military academy, haven't you listened to any of them? Haven't you listened to that Marine, those two Marines that told you that it's a dishonorable thing, that it doesn't help you be hardcore, that it doesn't help you, you know, do what you want to do?
Well, you need to understand, Mr. Henry, something that I think I'm free to talk about that they're not. You know, you got to understand that those two Marines, what I talked to, they got to say that because they're representing the Marine Corps. Okay? And if they say stuff like, yeah, you know, you should have the skull because the skull is going to be powerful, they'll get into trouble because it's bad public relations. You know?
Are you telling me they're lying to me then?
Not lying to you. I mean, I think I understood what they were trying to say. And what they were trying to say was, look, I can't really tell you.
That Marine that we just talked to, she sounded like she was very, very... committed to what she was thinking, which is it's a bad thing.
Well, it didn't sound that way to me.
It didn't sound that way to you?
No, sir. I think they were saying it for the benefit of the public. And I think the Marines out in the field, the Marines that are out where it's hot, where it's dirty, you better believe there's a few, they've got some skulls in bags.
I don't believe it for a second.
Well.
Yeah, I don't believe it for a second. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Butch. Butch, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Sir, first I'd like to thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
A couple things real quick. First and foremost, I'm a almost 22-year veteran of the United States Air Force. I retired 5 years ago. I was a member of the grenade operation. I've been to Honduras. I've been to El Salvador. I've been to Bosnia, Hungary, Herzegovina. It's not that I haven't seen the...
Did you ever have a skull in your jet?
Will you listen to the guy first?
First comment I'd like to make is...
A good resume.
Hey, have some respect here, kid.
The first thing I'd like to say is I firmly doubt that this young person is even a member of a military academy. If he is, I'm sure that that status will be reviewed tomorrow. If not, tomorrow it will be reviewed on Monday, and I'm sure that that status will be revoked.
No, it won't be reviewed on Monday because it's a holiday.
Jesus.
Whether or not...
Yeah, 3 points. That's a swish from the arc.
Whether or not he is a member of the junior academy right now, he needs to understand that proclaiming himself as a member of the U.S. military, A, is a disgrace, B, is also a crime. I carry a blue ID card in my wallet today, and I will carry that till the day I die, and my daughters will get that when I am dead and gone. He has no right to claim himself as a member of the United States military. I have all the respect in the world for my two fellow Marines that called earlier.
What do you mean, fellow Marines? You was in the Air Force.
Excuse me. My two fellow Marines who served proudly under this flag, along with my Coast Guard, Navy, and Army counterparts, will tell you that, yes, I have had the opportunity to take a war trophy home. It was a piece of 105 howitzer brass. It was a band of 20-millimeter rounds, and it was a 40-millimeter cartridge off of the last aircraft that fired over the island of Grenada. That, to me, was a war trophy. For anyone to humiliate the family of a fellow service member, regardless of what side they were fighting for, they are still fighting for what they believe in. We are there defending what we believe.
Wait a minute. That's not adding up what you're saying.
Why don't you listen to this man? He's a veteran.
He's starting to say stuff that's, I think, aiding comfort to the enemy.
What are you talking about?
All this stuff about
the enemy.
Yeah, you know, in everything.
The laws of armed conflict. That's why
what?
I
didn't hear you.
If you understood the laws of armed conflict, our job, our position is never to go out and do the type of things.
Go ahead, sir.
The things that you are endorsing are war crimes. We have prosecuted through The Hague.
What's that? What's The Hague?
The Hague. It's the court of the United Nations, a world court.
Well, those guys can't give you a parking ticket.
Has no idea he's even a cadet. The things that
you just said that you're in the Air Force and you go, my fellow Marines. That don't make no sense either. And the other thing is, I think a lot of you guys are saying this stuff because you got to suck up to the man and look good about it.
I will tell you, sir, that you are much more than put up with this idiot.
Well, I won't grave. Look.
Yes, sir. All right. Your phone's breaking up. I got a really Butch, thank you so much, sir, but the phone was just breaking. Is this some kind of thing you guys are cooking up? I didn't do nothing. We're going to.
What?
You got something to do with this?
About what?
This music?
No, sir. God, are you losing it?
You've listened to military person after military person say, taking a skull.
I didn't take the skull. It was on eBay. eBay.
We'll take a break. 1-800-449-8686. This is the Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. The soul of America.